health savings account versus flexible spending, either or, which is better?
Well, let me just say this up front, that that even though health insurance premiums in the Federal Employees Health Insurance Program are going up on average about 3.8% for 2012, that sort of hides the fact that a lot of out-of-pocket expenses will be going up, such as co-payments, co-insurance, things like that. So all employees should expect to pay more out-of-pocket. And the question is, what is the best way to pay for out-of-pocket medical expenses? Or for that matter, even dental expenses and vision expenses. And it can be done one of two ways, either through a healthcare flexible spending account or through a health savings account. And there is a difference between the two. The federal government has been offering flexible spending accounts now for about 8 years, and employees who choose to enroll in the healthcare flexible spending account program each year have to enroll. And if they enroll last year, they have to re-enroll for 2012, in which they can set aside from their gross salary, comes off the top of their gross salary, anywhere from $250 to $5,000 for 2012, in which they can access that money to pay for any type of qualifying medical, dental, or vision expense, again, on a pre-tax basis. For example, if they have a $25 copayment when they visit the doctor, they would be able to request a $25 payment from the third-party administrator to pay that $25 copayment, again, on a pre-tax basis. That is a healthcare FSA. With a health savings account, it works sort of the same way, but there are some important differences between an HSA and a healthcare FSA. The first main important difference is, I didn't say this, with the healthcare FSA, the flexible spending account, you can be enrolled in any health insurance plan you want, any type of fee-for-service plan, a preferred provider plan, an HMO, any plan you want, you can be enrolled in. With a health savings account, you must be enrolled in a high-deductible health insurance plan. What's high-deductible? Well, if you're self-only, it's minimum deductible is $1,200. And if you're enrolled in a self and family plan, the minimum high deductible is $2,400. So that's one important difference. Well, with the HSA, just like the FSA, you're using pre-tax dollars to put the money into the HSA. And when you have a qualifying expense, medical, dental, or vision, money will come out of the HSA, again on a pre-tax basis, to pay for that expense. Another important difference between the HSA and the healthcare FSA is, with the healthcare FSA, when you enroll, you have until March 15th of the following year, you have 14 and a half months, because the plan year starts January 1st, to spend your money. If you do not spend the money in your account, you will lose it. With the health savings account, any money that you don't use in a given plan year carries over to the following year. And it can be carried into retirement, for that matter. You can use your HSA to pay for qualifying medical expenses, after you retire.
We are speaking with Ed Zerndorfer, registered employee benefit consultant. And just once again, if you like the flexibility of the health savings account, you must be in a high deductible plan.
And for a lot of people,
that's
not
the killer.
Appropriate, because if you go to the doctor a lot, if you have children, you visit the pediatrician a lot, for whatever reason, ear infections, broken arms, broken legs, the HSA is probably not for you. On the other hand, if you are a single person, relatively healthy, it may make a lot of sense to start saving some money for the future by enrolling in an HSA, because it may come a time in which the HSA won't be appropriate for you. As you get older, you may have more visits to the doctor, dentist, optometrist, what have you, and at that time, a fee-for-service plan might be more appropriate. But then, again, you can save the money that you put into the HSA for that time, because, as I mentioned a few moments ago, the HSA allows you to carry the money over from year to year into the future.
Ed, do you think that these accounts, whatever type you might have, are not going as far as they used to because of the rising costs of things like root canals, for example, and any kind of dental work that's off the roof.
Well, one of the beauties of these accounts is that, like I mentioned, you can use your flexible spending account to pay for dental expenses. So what you could do conceivably is you have a health insurance plan, and the government offers dental insurance. So if you know in a given year you're going to have some major expenses like root canals, orthodontics, you could enroll in a dental insurance plan. And granted, the plan may not pay for everything, but whatever the plan does not pay for, your healthcare FSA, your HSA could in fact pay the difference. In this way, you're completely covered.
Yeah, no, what I'm saying is that's correct, but the demand on those funds is greater because of the high cost of those kinds of procedures and the relatively smaller portion that's covered by insurance. So if you wanted, like, really nice sports sunglasses for something, for example, under your FSA, you can't get them because you got to pay for your root canal.
Well, again, you have to really set a priority as far as your expenses are concerned. I mean, granted, things are going up in cost, but obviously, like anything else, choosing what are you going to have steak for dinner every night, or are you going to be considering your steak to be a luxury and have it maybe once a month? I mean, you have to set a priority on what are your most important expenses.
All right. Well, now's the time to make those decisions and tell us what the deadline is again one last time.
Okay. The deadline for enrolling in the healthcare FSA is December 12th, 2011. And if you want to enroll in the HSA, of course, you have to enroll in a high deductible health insurance plan. Again, the deadline is December 12th, 2011. Close of business, that's a Monday. It's close of business that day.